Thanks for listening to this episode of Digging Deeper. Last November, Caterpillar launched its 255 and 265 compact track loaders. They were also on exhibit during 2024's World of Concrete, where I was thrilled to talk with Kevin Coleman, Senior Product Specialist for Caterpillar, about them. In this podcast, we discuss their versatility, cab comfort, and why Kevin calls them the more machines, because they have more power, more lift, more legroom, more comfort, and much more. Now let's get started. Hi, Kevin. Thanks so much for joining us today here at World of Concrete.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to see you again. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Great to see you too. So we are going to be talking about the new CTLs, which are the 255 and the 265 compact track loaders. So what are some performance enhancements to these track loaders?
Yeah, so these are all new next generation compact track loaders, our 255 and 265 models. They fit kind of in the middle portion of our lineup. And we talk about performance enhancements. We're really talking about more performance, more power, and more comfort. Those are kind of our three pillars there. And the more performance and more power really come down to a couple of different things. More power being in the fact that we've got a brand new engine in it. It's very, very strong torque curve for both the 255 and the 265 models. We've got the opportunity and the performance of these machines to offer hydraulic performance in the form of a high flow, high pressure auxiliary system as an option that we've never been able to offer before on our smaller mid-size platform, our 255. We're continuing that on our 265 platform that we've had in the past, but those things allow you to have that production when it comes to running some of those high torque, high performance attachments, such as a milling head or a cold planer, as we call it, maybe a mulching attachment, things that need a lot of torque in order to engage material and then recover. We can offer that on a platform that we've never been able to offer it for with our 255, and then continue to offer that on our larger chassis platform, our 265, like we have in the past. So those are things we're really excited about. Other performance gains, we talk about more performance, that's more lift height. That's a performance characteristic. So we've got 132 inches of lift height on our 265 model, 124 inches of lift height on our 255 model. We've got more breakout force, which means kind of the power you need to lift objects on both models. We've got more performance or more power in terms of how much you can rack that back and manipulate. Once you have a load lifted, how much you can manipulate that load. We've got both of those two things covered. So a lot of things that we've changed in those areas to give more performance. And then to top it off, because they're compact track loaders, they're more stable as well. So we've done some things to the undercarriage. We've done some things to the machine to keep it more planted when you're handling these heavier loads, to give the operator a much more comfortable feel when he's in the machine and he's manipulating and handling heavier loads, or even grading with the machine. It is a much more planted machine from that standpoint.
Fantastic. So when this was designed and realized that you wanted to make these new machines, what were some end user needs that these machines answered?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of what we're talking about with the performance of the machine, customers had said that, we're lifting higher, we're loading higher trucks, we're handling, material at a higher lift height, if you will. We need some more lift height there. We've tried to address that with these machines. These machines have turned, skid steers, the rubber tire version, and compact track loaders are the rubber track versions of these platforms. And they're doing more material handling than they ever have. I mean, they still do a lot of the tasks that we traditionally see, which is bucket and fork work, but the types of materials they're using and handling have gotten heavier. You're talking about a lot of landscape stone and block, and those pallets have gotten heavier and heavier, and you're doing more material handling with them than you are necessarily have been in the past, where you did more bucket work and then kind of fork work was kind of a little bit ancillary. Now you're doing more of a material handling and so forth. So the machines being so versatile have really evolved in different ways. We still have all our platform of attachments and so forth, but we really needed to get the machine so that they could do some of those other tasks and material handling. So that's why we made some of the performance gains with the breakout force for lifting and tilting and handling material. Other things that we were trying to do, again, we wanted to give the operators that comfortable feel in handling those materials and grading with the machine and doing some of those tasks. So those are some of the performance enhancements that we've made there.
So can you tell us some more about some of the technology features that you have in these machines?
Yeah, and the technology really kind of interfaces with the customer or the operator when he's inside the cab. And so we've really improved the cab from a space standpoint, but we've also improved the cab from a technology standpoint. So we've got an optional new 8-inch touchscreen monitor with some advanced joysticks that go along with those. Those joysticks are unlike anything you've ever seen in a compact track loader. They've got all the functions that you need to control complex hydromechanical attachments like a cold planer or milling head, where those are attachments that take multiple buttons to be pressed in order to make adjustments for the attachment. Now you can make those with kind of one button press, if you will, to control those functions. It's got navigation for the display. So even though it's a touchscreen display, you don't have to touch the screen if you don't want to. You can navigate the screen using the control pad that is right on the face of the joystick. Radio control adjustments, creep control adjustments for some of your attachments where you want a lot of hydromechanical speed, but you don't need a lot of machine travel speed. You can make that adjustment right on the joysticks. So a lot of technology built right into the joysticks themselves. We've taken, we were the first ones to have an integrated rear view camera on a compact track loader or skid steer loader many years ago now, back in like 2013 or so. And we've taken that another step forward. We've put an integrated side view camera setup on the machine. So another option you can put on the machine are cameras that mount to the side of the frame and give you a great view down behind your tracks and out to the side of the machine a little bit there. So when you're working in these tight quarter operations, we're using that technology to allow you to get up closer to houses or curbs or whatever object you might be working around, utilities, whatever. Even to the point where you're loading or unloading these machines on and off of trailers, it's a real advantage there as well. So those are some of the technology items that we've included in this. And then to take it a step further, we still have our smart attachments that we've had on our previous models. We're still going to have the capability to support our smart attachments, which are our smart grader blade, our smart backhoe, and our smart dozer blade. And those are great grading and excavation tools that integrate very well into the controls in the machine. So that it's very intuitive to operate these grading and excavating tools.
So when we were at the media launch event in 2023, I really enjoyed the end user panel. Just about everyone raved about the cab comfort and how it increased productivity. Can you share some of the cab features and how those enhancements helped those end users with productivity?
Sure, and I think that we were talking a little bit about some of the technology and the cameras and the controls being on the joysticks. That increases your productivity from the standpoint of it may be just small amounts of time every time you have to move your hands or every time you want to make an adjustment or you need to make an adjustment for an attachment or for your own comfort or preference as an operator, that time adds up. So being able to do a lot of that with your hands still on the sticks and operating and still moving the machine, I think that's performance gain there. Obviously, it has to be somewhere that an operator wants to be for a long period of time. Having a solid piece of equipment that's comfortable to be in is a good part of that. And so, you know, one of the things we've done, we've taken our air suspension seat. We continue to offer those, but we've taken that another step where we're going to offer a ventilated, heated air suspension seat. And I'm just going to tell you, the air ventilated seat is really, really nice. And that's one of those things you kind of find in your vehicle today. And if you've experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't and you try it, you will never go back. But it's very nice from that standpoint as well. Other productivity, you know, enhancers. We're talking about the capability, as I spoke about, having the smart attachments on the joysticks and being able to run those from the cab. You know, just like I said, all the adjustments that you have in the advanced monitor to be able to tailor that machine to the operator and what the task is and what he's doing and way he wants to do it at the speed he wants to do it. I think those are some of the real gains there.
Well, that was one of the things the end user said that some of their guys, and they didn't want to even get out of the vehicle because it was so comfy.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. There's been some, you know, stories of operators fight over which machine that they can operate for the day. And if they get the one that has that ventilated seat and that nice cab in there, that they don't want to get out and they don't want to give it up.
Of course not. So last question, is there anything else that listeners should know about the 255 and the 265 and maybe tell us where they can go as well to get more information about those machines.
We've touched on a lot of the pieces, but these are all new machines. We've tried to listen to our customers and take all of that feedback and all of that input that they've given us over the last few years and roll those into the improvements that you see in this machine. So the first thing I would say is that they need to come see one and check out those things in those areas where we've made some improvements based on their feedback. And then they really need to get in one. We can talk about some of the changes that we've made in the stability of the machine and the lift height and the power that's in the machine. But in reality, it doesn't mean a lot until you really get in and experience it for yourself. So you really have to get in the machine and you really have to try it out in order to see how different these machines are from their predecessors. You know, we're only talking about two models here. Our 255 model replaces our 259D3 model. Our 265 model replaces our 279 and 289 D3 models. So they need to come down and check those out, see what those are like, sit in them static, but certainly get in them and try them out as well. If they want to see some more information right now, you know, obviously they can visit their local CAT dealer for more information on these machines, and that's a great resource. We have some information out on YouTube, so you can visit us on our CAT Landscaping and Construction page on YouTube. And then obviously cat.com, so or on this podcast.
Well, fantastic. Kevin, thank you so much for taking time during this busy show to talk with us today.
Anytime, always a pleasure.
Thanks again.
We thank you for joining us today. Thanks Kevin Coleman and Caterpillar for sharing all this great information about the 255 and 265 compact truck loaders. Listeners, we hope you'll join us for the next episode of Digging Deeper.